Entschuldigung, ich glaube, ich habe die falsche Nummer. Ich wollte eigentlich eine Freundin anrufen. Oh. I'm sorry, you don't speak German. I was just saying that I seem to have dialed the wrong number and that I actually wanted to talk to a friend. I'm really sorry. Why I wanted to call my friend. We wanted to go to an exhibition and I just want to call her up to check when and where we would. I don't know why I'm telling you this. You have a nice voice, but I shouldn't tell you all this stuff. And I didn't mean to bother or disturb you with my misdialed phone call. Shouldn't just tell me that I'm not bothering you because you were just watching porn. Mean, you don't just say that. Yeah, I guess that's true with strangers on the phone, just randomly connected, basically. You can pretty much say anything. There's certain certain sense of intimacy between strangers, I guess. That's true. Do you want to know something? I make porn. Never really said that to anyone out loud, I think. No. You cannot watch it anywhere. No, it's an No, it's not that kind of pawn. It's a bit weird. I just said it to make a joke, basically, and because no, yeah, I do make porn. It's just different from most people imagine, I guess. What I do, I make audio porn. I thought that you might never have heard of it. You know Reddit, right? There's a subreddit for audio porn. It's called Gone Wild Audio. And it's people just posting sexy stuff with their voice. You're just saying that to be nice. You wouldn't say that if you didn't know I made audio porn. But you have a very nice voice. You should think about it. It's basically, well, it depends on what people like to do. It's very different. It can be just, I don't know, So embarrassing. I thought we would just hang out but not talk about my pawn making. Yeah, that's true. I guess it's it's my one time opportunity to talk about it with someone who just randomly picked up the phone. Yeah, oh. It depends on what people want to do. Some people just get off because, you know, it can be very hard to listen to someone moan and whimper and come. Some people, they make up fantasies and they like to pretend they are the listener's girlfriend or boyfriend, but there are no, I don't know, it's a lot of different fantasies, and that's so great about it, that you can explore a lot and you can listen to what people like. Post. Depends on. I like to talk about what turns me on because I really enjoy learning what turns other people on. I guess I have a little bit of a kink for other people's kinks. Maybe. But I also like to do scenarios. I like to. I can't just tell you what, what my kinks are. Okay, I will share one. And then you will share one. It sexy voice. I'm just a bit. My throat is a bit sore, and my voice gave out a little. I'm sorry. So weird to talk about it with someone who's actually talking back and listening and who doesn't even know me. When it's a bit rough. Not like a full-on BDSM, just you know, a little bit of pushing and shoving and a few spanks and a little bit of choking being used, giving someone pleasure. That's what I like. One of the things I like. I like a lot of things. What do you like? You like being called daddy? Yeah, I like saying it. Especially with rougher things, it gives me the feeling that still trust the other person and that they both still enjoy it and have fun. I don't know, it's a weird, yeah, it gives gives a little bit of safety and yeah, so I moan daddy into the microphone sometimes. That's correct. Sometimes I like to imagine what my listeners do while they listen. Whether they get off to it or get hard and stroke their cocks. Whether there's pre-cum leaking out. What? I think that's hot. I think a guy getting off is super hot. I like to imagine it. Yeah, is that what you were doing when you were looking at porn? Have your pants pulled down a little bit and your cock in your hand while you're talking to me. Come on now, don't be shy. You just told me you watched porn and talked about how we can tell each other everything because we don't know each other and never will. So... it's kind of hard to imagine you stroking while we talk. I really like seeing it. Sometimes. Sometimes I imagine. I don't know, having a roommate who's just coming home from work and he's sitting down. Maybe watching some porn. He's getting his cock out on the couch with his thighs wide apart and his cock gets hard in his hand and I imagine I imagine being on the floor and crawling towards him and just kneeling between his thighs and staring up at him and seeing his cock and how he touches it and being so close to it, seeing everything, how his hand moves, how hard and aching his cock is, how much he wants to come. Oh, I love that. I really like that. Do you mind if I? That's what you're doing right now. Do you mind if I touch myself too while talking to you? While describing this fantasy to you, how I would like to sit under your cock. That's right over my face. Just imagine me sitting there, looking at your cock, maybe I'd slip a hand between my thighs and start grinding against it. While I wait for you to do something. Maybe the only thing I get is some pre-cum dripping down. Really, really deep, so I can't breathe anymore, and then you pull me off your cock, so I gag for air, and that's the moment. That's the moment you come. Tanya, come. Run down onto my shirt. Oh, it would look so much better with your cum on it. Don't usually do this on the phone with someone. I just record it and yes, it's a bit weird. Maybe give me a call again if you would like to talk about something you can only talk about with a stranger. It doesn't have to be sex. It can be sex. Yeah, okay. I guess I still have to call my friend, so. Yeah, have a nice evening.